Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrés Giménez is batting, what, 192? 172?
It's probably lower now. It was 192 when the game started.
So, yeah, I'm watching last night, and I saw you. Owen was at the game last night. Danny Cunningham's in for Tone today. You were at the game last night.
Yeah.
And Miles Straw came up to bat, and there was like a smattering of whatever. And then Andrés Giménez came up to bat, and there was a decent. I actually had the sound on. I felt it was a decent.
Out where I was out in left field, and there was, you know,
ovation. Yeah,
people weren't yelling, but you got just a normal clapping.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you played for the Guardians, and
I won Gold Gloves here.
I saw him, and I mean, he's not good this year.
No,
it's been a rough season. I mean, basically, he had a great opening weekend of baseball, and the rest has been terrible. And I just said, man, Guardians were right on that one. And immediately I get inundated with people. Well, they gave him a $100 million contract. They gave him a $100 million contract. I go, well, I understand that, but they also still corrected that. And then I got inundated with people going, have you seen your lineup lately? I'm going, well, wait, I think our lineup isn't. I didn't make that as a defense of our lineup. I think that he would be a net negative, and you would be even more upset that he was batting so badly in such a bad lineup. I think you'd be even more frustrated with the Guardians lineup if Giménez was part of it and was batting the way he is. I mean, Andrés is batting. He's at 192 now. Yes, he was 1 for 5 yesterday. If he was batting that way on this club, making that money, I think you'd be pulling your hair out.
It'd be incredibly toxic.
I'm not giving. Yeah, maybe it's almost the same thing with Andrew Berry. Like if DeJuan Jones goes out there and becomes a left tackle and like a really good left tackle, hey, you found a guy in the fourth round. You also drafted Jed Wills, and you gave him 5 years, and the guy doesn't even like football. So you get a bit of credit, but you get some of that pulled back because you didn't just find a fourth-round gem. You found a guy to replace the guy you drafted number 10 overall when you could have had Tristan Wirfs.
Right. That's the issue.
And for the Guardians, it's like, I know that sometimes we overdo the wizards of trades and all that other stuff, but I'm going, oh, wait a minute. I got Slade Ciccone right now from the Arizona deal. He's looking good. Birthday was yesterday, by the way. Happy birthday. He's, what, 26 now? He's a young man, young, supple. See what he does. And I have more on that coming up at 7:20. Not about him being supple, but part of the rotation, by the way.
Oh.
I have more on that coming up at 7:20. You have Slade Ciccone from that trade. Okay, mm-hmm. There's a little check mark for you. And then I got out from under this contract of Andrés Giménez when people were upset about it, and they clearly knew more about it than a lot of I know that there were some questions about him before the year, so I didn't kill him for it, but I knew that they were going to take heat and be called a salary dump. It's like, hey, man, he's bat 192, and he's down at ninth in their order right now?
Yeah.
It ain't good, brother.
I think the issue with it, with a lot of fans, isn't that they made that trade, because I'm with you. I think that was a good trade. I think they got out from under what was, at the time, a bad contract, and now looks even worse.
Yeah, you get credit for recognizing it and get the hell out of there before it becomes an albatross that you can't escape from.
But I think the thing that people are frustrated with is, well, now all of this extra money that was budgeted to be used isn't being used anywhere else. And I think that is the thing that people
have
issue with.
But I don't know if they have that extra money. I don't know. See, I can't accuse them of having money. I don't know if they have it. I don't know if they have it. Because they've spent salary on television deals before. And yes, they went for the gusto, quote unquote, when they spent to the middle in 2017, which is still not going all in, but for us it feels like it's all in. So fine, call it all in if you want to, if we're splitting hairs. But when I'm hearing that a TV deal went from $55 million to somewhere in the neighborhood of rumored to be $15 million, well, that's a huge That's a huge loss right there.
It is a big difference.
And so I can't say like, oh, you saved $80 million and now you're just holding on to the $80 million. I don't know if the money's there. I don't know. I know that they made a bad investment on Andrés Giménez. I keep wanting to call him Asdrubal Cabrera for whatever reason. They made a bad investment on Andrés Giménez, and they made the deal to get rid of Andrés Giménez, and it ended up being like you get a little bit of credit for recognizing a bad deal and getting out from under it before it becomes a problem for you.
I think the frustration is there was thinking from a lot of fans that when that trade happened, okay, they're going to extend Stephen Kwan, and we'll feel better about this. And then the other aspect of things, too.
But why would they extend Stephen Kwan when he has two more years of arbitration? I argued this with Jason
because
the other
you would
day.
Like to have Stephen Kwan on your roster for more than just two more years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would, because but, if he has two more years of arbitration, what does that mean in Cleveland?
Okay,
Ken?
But
it means he has one more year in Cleveland because they're not going to lose him for nothing.
Is he a guy that I invest long term in? When he's a leadoff hitter, he's good in the outfield. He is a good leadoff hitter. Yes, that's true. But if he's a station to station player, which he is, which one am I more likely to invest in? I think that they would rather invest in either pitching or they'd rather invest in a bopper. So if they can invest in one of those two things, I'm sorry, you push Stephen Kwan back a little bit.
That's fair, but where's that investment been on anything?
It hasn't been.
That's where the issue is.
But then it becomes a circular conversation because I don't know what the money they have. Like if they had a salary cap and I knew that they could spend up to $223 million and they were at $87 million or whatever, I'm going, all right, where's the other money? What are you doing with the other money?
Sure.
Because in the NFL, you have to spend up to 89% at some point over a four-year
average.
You have
to hit a floor.
What are you doing with the other money? But I don't know where that money is. I have no idea.
And the other issue with
I really
too.
Do assume that they are, and I know people look at his personal bank account, which is not even his personal bank account. They look at the family trust and see $4.6 billion, and that looks ridiculous and like a slap in the face to everybody. I understand that too, but that is not their money. That is not the Guardians' money. I understand it's a bad look. I understand the brother and all the politics and other things, and that doesn't look great either. Trust me on that. But that ain't their money. They ain't the Guardians' money. So I don't know what they have to spend or don't have to spend on these guys.
And I think the other issue that they have too with this particular spot is that there was a certain point where I think they had seven middle infielders on the 40-man roster, including Andrés Giménez, and all of them stink. Like they just totally mismanaged that. And I think that adds to the frustration is not that they traded this guy and got out from a bad contract because they did do that. But they had so many opportunities to try and get this right, and they didn't. And that's where I think there's frustration.
And I understand that. And if you want to go by something we've seen, let me meet you halfway on Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan is one of the two guys I've seen any consistency out of, both in the field and at the plate. So if you're going to invest in anything, it's like Stephen Kwan would deserve to be invested in. That I understand. But I think if they only have so much money out there, and I think they only do, all right, we've already invested in Tanner Bibee. Can we invest in one of these other young players, other young pitchers? Because that's where I think the season is headed. I'm sorry, guys. I think this is who they are.
Yeah.
I know that they were a half a game out of the third wild card spot. More on that coming up in 2 second trivia at 7:45. Your chance to eat free, Mr. Hero. Just letting you know. They were a half game out yesterday to start the day of the third wild card spot. But as Owen highlighted last week, the only two teams that are out of the wild card race are the A's and the Chicago White Sox. So you're basically run of the mill with everybody else this year. So I've adjusted my goals. My goal is what? My goal is to find four guys in the starting rotation and Logan Allen. And I know Tanner and Gavin have been a little bit up and down, but you've seen their ERA through the month of June. It's been far better. They're starting to come around. Luis Ortiz, I believe, is starting to come around. Yeah, I know. But Luis Ortiz is starting to come around, and Slade Ciccone is coming around. If you got four of those guys, then I'm sorry. This is not a failure of a season. If I got four of those guys going into 2026, now if they all end up getting hurt, which ends up being our luck and things like that, then of course you got a problem there.
See,
I don't know what to do with Shane Bieber right now. I don't want to talk about him yet because I don't want to jinx him.
Right, and I think that's fair, but I think a lot of this has to do with what do the kids that aren't up here look like when they get up here? Because at a certain point, they have to call up DeLauder. They have to call up Kafis. Like, those guys have to be in the big leagues because you have to know what you have, and this is part of the discussion we had yesterday where going into the trade deadline, and not even saying that they're going to be huge buyers, but you want to know who you have. You want to know what you look like, not just for the rest of 2025, but you want to know what 2026 looks like because a lot of the moves they've made when they have been buyers at the deadline – they have not been rentals. They have been moves like Lane Thomas last year, where he's going to be around for more than 1 year. So that is something that bothers me with
it. Well, one of the tougher things about it as well is I think people have to admit that, you know, you're not going to trade for household names. Okay. You're not going to trade for rentals. CJK, no, I don't know. Maybe Columbus is just terrible. AAA is just terrible this year because everybody who goes down to Columbus ends up killing it. And then they come up here and it's a question. But I think I'd rather see C.J. Kafis or Chase DeLauder than make moves and let guys in the prospects and the farm system go.
I would certainly like to. I would rather see more of those guys, without a doubt.
I think this is who they are. I think they're a 500 baseball team, maybe even sub 500. Hopefully not. And I don't think that that's going to be good enough to warrant a postseason. And I have to adjust my goals for the year. They definitely overachieved last year from what we're looking at.
I don't disagree with that assessment at all. But I would like to know a little bit more about who those guys are as big leaguers before this season ends.
Yeah.
I'd like to know before the trade deadline, because maybe that does change something.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.